Hubhopper Originals.
Welcome to the world of House with Josh podcast. Grab your cup of coffee, plug in your earpod, and get ready for sassy, upmarket, and insightful conversations. Right from guest motivation to their partner in crime to their next project, we make them spill beans. Well, it's time to call our guest. I bet you will enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to House of Joe Season 3, the show must go on. I'm your host, Omkar Chaudhary, and hey, beautiful human being, thank you so much for tuning into this show. So today, we are definitely going to be talking about a very beautiful, very bold actress. She's quite considerate when it comes to humanity. She has done a great work in recent times by congratulating, by appreciating all the frontline workers in the COVID scenarios. Definitely, she has done a great work on the celluloid, have given an impressive performance out there. And also, she runs a foundation called as Asta Foundation. So definitely, I'm quite overwhelmed and like I'm super, super, super blessed to have a conversation with her. So hey, Nikita Rawal, welcome on the show.
Hello. How are you, everyone? I hope, how's the Josh, everyone? Because hope this COVID doesn't make you a little low. I mean, like Josh should be on always. So it is nice to be here.
Yes, yes. And with your presence, definitely the Josh is high and we all are like, you know, high spirited right now to get to know so much more from you and learn the value of humanity, learn the various aspects that you have been following in your life. So, Nikita, I mean, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so very much for this amazing show, because I really always like your show. And I am here to put a little more positivity from my side in this kind of scenario.
Yes, yes, very well appreciated. So Nikita, as I mentioned in the introduction, I mean, you are someone who really reiterates the fact that, you know, humanity exists in the society. You took that courage, you mustered courage to sort of go and appreciate, felicitate all the frontline workers, all the frontline nurses out there. You have been serving the COVID patients. I mean, tell me more about that. How did you feel and how did you muster that courage to sort of step out of your house?
You know, it's. I think it is. We no need any kind of a courage for this. This is like from heart, and you know, the feeling that we want to do something for our people who's fighting for us, for fighting for country. You know, so I think this is in my heart. So I just go, and I love to do all these things. So I always. See around me, people around me who are fighting, they don't have money, they don't have so much a kind of good things in a life. So we always think that whatever we have, that's like we are thanking God. So I think I go with the flow. This is my nature.
Absolutely. That's very lovely. I mean, as you told me the very first thing, Omkar, it doesn't need the courage, it needs the love, it needs the affection from heart.
Exactly.
And I'm like, Nikita is slaying it. I mean, she's super good as a human being. So Nikita, you have worked on celluloid, you have worked on in Hindi films, you have done a great performance. People have loved you. And even I see on Instagram, on social media, they love you so much more even for your photographs and all the work that you've been doing. So how do you feel about, like, what do you feel about this love? What would you like to comment about it?
I am, firstly, I'm thankful to all the people who's around me, like you, who they are like appreciating me and loving me. But this is like something special, you know, this is the thing I was talking about, because I am getting love. So I don't need courage to go out and give to people. There is always there, because you have given me, so I'm giving you back. So it's a beautiful feeling, you know, that I am getting so many messages, so many letters, so many emails and comments and this and that. Wherever I go, people say, oh we like you, we love you, we adore you. So this is amazing feeling, you know, it's overwhelming.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we talk about Hindi cinema, what is your notion associated with it? How was your time working in the industry? And I mean, you're still doing a great job. So what would you like to comment about the work that you have done?
Hey, I am, it's been like 8 years in this industry, and I am super, super lucky. I feel so, so good, so positive, so amazing by doing these kind of work. I have done lots of Hindi movies, and then I went to South, And I have done like 7-8 movies there, and it was like a big, big hit. And I used to present India internationally by doing my Kathak performance. So that was also amazing experience for me. Several of movies and videos and so many awards. It's so much colorful, you know, this all 8 years. So I am super, super happy, and I'm blessed that I have these kind of work. I mean, with the John Ibrahim, from the Anil Kapoor, from everyone I have worked with almost. But yeah, it was fantastic and amazing journey. And thank you so much, you all, that you are giving me so much love and support and care.
Absolutely, absolutely, Nikita. And also, we can't forget, like, you know, Nikita, you have been posting some good motivation on social media. You're so much into fitness. You're a fitness freak, I would say, like with the yoga poses and all. I mean, Namita has been really helping us out, getting your good pictures and getting us the motivation to go and work out. So what would you like to say about the entire fitness junk that you have within you?
I believe that whomever is right now doing something or fighting with the COVID or other disease, it just because we are not actually fit from inside, you know. So this is the thing, we are missing it, you know, we're losing it. So I think we need to be very, very fit. We have a you know, whole world appreciate our yoga and everything, but we don't really value it, you know. And that Ayurveda and all these stuff. So I'm so much into yoga and fitness, because I feel that if you're fit from inside, you'll be fighting, you'll be doing good outside for the world, to the world. So yes, it is very important for me to be fit. And I always tell people, you know, I always tell surrounding people to mine that we have to be fit. If we are not, then we won't be able to fight as we are doing it right now.
Absolutely. So fitness really plays a very vital role. So, I mean,
100%.
Nikita, right. And Nikita, you have been in the industry. You have done great work in South. You have done great work with renowned actors in Bollywood. I mean, people have loved you. That is what we have been talking so far. So tell us, Nikita, what is your secret mantra? What are the successful steps that Nikita Rawal follows in her life to be so successful and to be so ambitious, to be so colorful? So tell us some more secrets of Nikita Rawal. Come on, Nikita.
Thank you so much for asking me. But the kind of a glow is in your face, your voice. I also have to ask you the same. But then Abhi, right now you asked me this question, so I have to answer it, obviously. Yes. See, I believe in happiness. I believe in confidence, you know. Your soul should be so much confident that you, wherever you go, you will spread positivity. And this is my mantra. So be positive and be strong from inside. That's it.
Right. I mean, be positive and be COVID negative. I mean, that's somewhat we can put
it out. Yes, it's obviously not negative. Not that positive. Obviously, that we don't want now.
Right. And as an actor, as a personality, as a person, do you feel that you have grown over ages? Because, you know, there's so much more that every year teaches us. So do you feel that, you know, you have grown over ages? I mean, your first performance like 8 to 9 years back and today Nikita Rawal in 2021, do you feel that you have grown over ages?
Yes, Omkar. Yes, 100%. Because, you know, every moment, every day, every single hour or every small incidents or small kid will also teach you, you know. So it's these many years I have learned a lot, kind of a positivity. If you say fitness, if you talk about my acting career, or you talk about my NGO work, yes, I have learned a lot in my life. And you know, I'll tell you frankly and personally to you that, you know, we feel that, even I feel that, you know, it's so much less what I have in me, you know. We have to learn so many things in this beautiful world, this positive world. So whatever I have learned, obviously it is too much because it's been so long that I'm learning, but more I need to learn. That's my greediness towards these things. Yeah,
Right. I mean, you're so humble. You said that, you know, there's so much more. Like, even at this point of time in your career, when you have established yourself as a successful actor, you feel that, you know, there's still a need for you to learn. I mean, you're quite humble 100%. As a person. We really love that spirit in you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm glad.
Right. And Nikita, अक्सर क्या होता है कि हम बहुत अच्छी चीजों के बारे में बात करते हैं. Definitely बात तो definitely करनी चाहिए. But life में कुछ ऐसी भी चीजें होती है. There are some negative incidents in our life that also make up our life. Talking about the few mistakes. You know, there are mistakes, there are bad experiences, and they are also a greatest teacher, and we learn from them.
Yes, I totally believe in it. I totally
right.
believe
so,
in
so
it.
So is there any mistake that you have learned from? Is there any bad experience that have taught you something and you would like to share across?
There are like, obviously I will not say, main ye nahi kahungi ki maine kabhi mistakes nahi ki ya hamesha hi good experience hua hai. Aisa kabhi kisi ki life mein nahi hota because we all are not complete, right? Yes, I have done lots of mistake, but you know, the one thing I always accept my mistake and I always try to change at the second moment only. So obviously, one day I was doing a shooting and yes, and I was rehearsing for 6 days for one song.
Okay.
And और मुझे इतना प्रेशर था उस गाने का. फिर वो गाना और वो फिल्म मुझे छोड़नी पड़ी. बड़ी फिल्म थी वो, छोड़नी पड़ी जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ माय दिस मिस्टेक. आफ्टर 6 days आई सेड दैट दिस इज टू मच सर, आई कांट यू नो रिहर्स मोर देन दिस. सो बिकॉज होल डे फ्रॉम द मॉर्निंग 8 टू इवनिंग नाइट 8 आई यूज टू परफॉर्म एंड देन ऑल्सो दे वर सेइंग नो मोर 15-20 डेज टू गो. सो मुझे ये लगता है जब फिर वो फिल्म मैंने इस वजह से छोड़ी क्योंकि इसमें बहुत रिहर्सल था और कुछ आउटपुट नहीं था, तो फिर मुझे पता चला कि जब आप पेशेंस रख के फ्लो के साथ जब करते जाओगे तो उसके बाद आपको वो आपकी मिस्टेक नहीं लगेगी, वो आपको आपकी मेहनत लगेगी. सो व्हेन आई वाज डूइंग दैट रिहर्सल आई वाज थिंकिंग शिट आई एम डूइंग मिस्टेक, दिस इज नॉट गोइंग गुड, इट्स नॉट गोना लुक गुड. तो इंपेशेंस थी उस वक्त उस मूवी और उस सॉन्ग के लिए एंड कंफ्यूज भी थी कि ये वर्क करेगा या नहीं. दैट वाज माय मिस्टेक. सो आई हैव नेवर रिपीटेड दैट मिस्टेक अगेन इन माय लाइफ. सो आई फेल्ट दैट वाज माय मिस्टेक.
राइट. आई मीन एज यू सेड एवरी मिस्टेक सॉर्ट ऑफ टीचर्स अस एंड इंशाल्लाह इट हैपेंड वेरी अर्ली इन योर लाइफ सो दैट यू लर्नड वेरी अर्ली दिस थिंग. ये जो चीज है बहुत ही अर्ली यू लर्नड इट इन योर लाइफ एंड दैट्स द रीजन यू विल नेवर.
दैट वाज माय सेकंड फिल्म आफ्टर गरम मसाला. So I was a little super high. Oh my God, I've done a movie with Akshay. You know, I've done a movie nice. It was a hit. So my second movie, main itna nahi kar paungi. You know, chota hai thoda sa. So ho gaya tha bas.
Definitely. But acha hua ki wo jaldi hua so that, you know, in the later part of the career, you have learned from that mistake.
After that, I've never done that mistake again.
And as you said, Nikita, ki jab bahar wale dekhte hai cinema, like as an audience or as in media, bahut sari cheeze hote hai ki jo audience ko pata nahi hote ki yaar ye particular ye shot ke liye ya fir ek gaane ke liye kitna rehearse kiya hai ek bande ne ya fir ek actress ne ya fir wo pura crew ne, in order with the lights and with the cameras and everything. People really judge very quickly, to be very honest. Matlab aajkal ka aisa hai ki yaar nahi acha laga, ye nahi, wo nahi, bad comments likh dete hai. But behind that, there's so much of hard work, there's so much of resources that an actor, the production house, the entire crew has put into it. So what do you feel about this? When after investing so much of efforts, after giving you 100% and people are not liking it and they sort of give a bad opinion or maybe a bad review, what do you think about this?
See, I'll tell you one thing, that when any actor do any kind of a role or any kind of a dance or any kind of acting, it has so much rehearsal. It takes so much time. It takes so much ability to do, you know. बहुत ज़्यादा बार ऐसा होता है कि हम बहुत जल्दी सबको जज कर लेते हैं कि अरे ये नहीं है. बट उनका भी अपना ओपिनियन है बिकॉज कहते हैं ना कि उनका पैसा वसूल नहीं हुआ, सो दे आर एबल टू गिव देयर रिव्यूज, है यू नो. कि बहुत ज्यादा मेहनत लगती है और बहुत ज्यादा एफर्ट लगता है. जैसे अभी मैं आपको एक एग्जांपल दूंगी, जैसे टाइगर है या दिशा है या और भी नए लोग हैं जो बहुत ज्यादा मेहनत करते हैं, तो वो अपनी लाइफ की पूरी पूरे 100% दे रहे होते हैं और पूरे पूरे 100% सिर्फ इसमें ही कॉन्सेंट्रेशन दे रहे होते हैं और वो कहीं कुछ नहीं कर रहे होते और उन्हें ही सिर्फ पता होता है, जैसे आप ये शो लिख रहे हो या बोल रहे हो, आपको ही सिर्फ पता होता है कि इसके आगे पीछे आपने कितना वर्क किया है, आपने कितने क्वेश्चंस लगाए होंगे, आपने कितनी मिनट्स करना है, कैसे करना है, हर चीज के पीछे बहुत मेहनत लगती है। बट मैं ये कहूंगी कि फिर भी ऑडियंस बहुत क्विक जज करती है, बट दे हैव अ राइट्स टू डू बिकॉज यू नो वी आर इन दैट काइंड ऑफ अ बिजनेस, कि वो हाँ या ना या अच्छा नहीं लगे वो तुरंत जज कर सकते हैं। सो दोनों तरफ से दोनों लोग राइट है, मेहनत करने के बाद भी अगर उन्हें पसंद नहीं आया तो दे आर ओपन टू गिव देयर कमेंट।
हाउ डू यू टेक दिस नेगेटिव क्रिटिसिज्म? अगर पॉजिटिव क्रिटिसिज्म बहुत इजी होता है डाइजेस्ट करने के लिए, बट ये नेगेटिव क्रिटिसिज्म जो है, आई मीन criticism is always negative, so how do you take this negative notion, negative reviews from people?
You know, jab aap negative le lete ho na to aap aur positive ho jate, means your, I mean it in your life, in your day to day activities or your acting or your career, however you be positive for that. After taking this negative comments, ki agar kisi ne kaha ki you are not doing good and you are not good, and then you try to make yourself better, you know, that's the way you become a positive. So I think this way and I take it positive this, because you know, if I will not take positive and I will, oh no, I was a perfect, but then they didn't understand me and all those stuff. So yes, I take it very, very positive.
Right, मतलब आप adamant नहीं रहते कि if someone is giving you a review, if someone is criticizing you, I think you sort of acknowledge it and you sort of improve and like, you know, work towards it, and that's how you glow positively.
Yeah, I think that they might be saying right, because you know they need more perfection. So I need to be more perfect on that manner, you know. So I take it positively and I take it very groundly, because I don't want to say, oh no, I was not there. If someone is saying that color or that costume is not looking good, I mean there must be something, so I just try to do you know, better.
Right, absolutely Nikita. I mean you know ki it's at this level of your career, ye maturity hona aur ye jo openness hona towards criticism is so important. I mean, how are you so humble?
I work as you told me that you have information about Asta Foundation. You know, Omkar, whenever I see these people, it's like HIV positive kids, means like they are like 2-3 months, they are like 10 years 12 years, but they doesn't know that they have HIV positive, and they enjoy life so beautifully. They don't know, I mean, that what is HIV, you know, they are not sure about tomorrow morning, you know. But then they feel this way. So you know, surrounding kind of these kind of environment in my life, it makes me so humble that nothing in life for forever, you know. So when you come to know that nothing is permanent in your life or around the world, then obviously automatically you have to be, you know, very humble. Right. So this is my mantra behind, because I live with this kind of people who are actually very humble and they don't know about death and they are going towards death.
It's very scary, right? I think at this point of time, even I recollected a very beautiful story told by my father. Aaj hi hum subah discuss kar rahe the, and I'm very sure even you will like the story. It is a very simple story, very short story. Ki there is one big businessman. It's a very huge businessman, and he says, ki I have crores of rupees in my bank, and I just want to know ki when I die, how can I take them with me? And everybody in his company is like, how can you take it? Your property, tumhari zaira, tumhari estate, yahan bhi chhod ke tumko jana hai. You can't take it with you. Then he's like, you know, I'm not satisfied with this answer. I need an answer. Mujhe ye convert karke leke jana hai. And then he advertises it. And there comes a man after 6 months. He says that, ki, sir, I can answer your question. Oh, can you really answer my question? Like, kaise karoge tum? Bolte ki, chalo, mujhe aapke room mein leke jao. I mean, let's sit and talk about it. Then, and that person asked the businessman, did you ever travel anywhere? He's like, obviously, man, I do travel. Kal hi main London se aaya. Okay, to London mein jab aap gaye the, kuch shopping kiya apne? Haan, matlab, waise to main karta hoon shopping, because I'm a rich man. I love shopping. And he's like, yeah, I bought watch, I bought suit, I bought tuxedos, I bought shoes, all branded hai. तो उन्होंने कहा कि आपने कैसे किया शॉपिंग, अरे ये क्या सवाल है, जो अपनी इंडियन करेंसी है वो मैंने पाउंड्स में कन्वर्ट कर लिया और शॉपिंग किया। ओके से लंदन के सिवा आप और कहाँ जाते हो? हाँ अमेरिका गया था तब मैंने डॉलर्स में कन्वर्ट किया, ऑस्ट्रेलिया में गया, दुबई में गया तब दिरहम्स में कन्वर्ट कर लिया, और वैसे जाके मैंने जो चाहिए था वो कन्वर्ट किया और आई बॉट इट।
करेक्ट
देन ही सेड
करेक्ट
दैट कि कमिंग बैक टू योर क्वेश्चन, ये जो तुम्हारी जायरात है अगर ये तुम्हें लेके जाने हैं वेन एवर यू डाई, यू शुड हैव टू कन्वर्ट इट इनटू पुण्या, यू हैव टू कन्वर्ट इट इनटू मेरिट्स, एंड दैट्स व्हेन इन लाइक यू नो यू कैन टेक इट विद यू। तो आपके पास इतना वेल्थ है, ट्राई हेल्पिंग अदर्स। आई मीन यू आर डूइंग अ ग्रेट वर्क विद आस्था फाउंडेशन, यू आर हेल्पिंग सो मेनी किड्स, एंड इन अ वे यू आर कलेक्टिंग द पुण्यास, सो आफ्टर द मुक्ति इट्स लाइक यू नो इट्स गोइंग टू बी देयर विद यू। सो इन अ वे इट्स लाइक व्हेन वी गो टू अनदर कंट्री वी कन्वर्ट द करेंसीज, here this is how we convert our wealth into the punyas and we take it with us. I mean you're doing a great work, Nikita.
Thank you so much, Omkar, for such a beautiful story. I really love this one. I'm going to use it, this one.
Save, aaj hum breakfast table pe the and I told my dad ki definitely I'm going to use this in my podcast today.
Yeah, right. It's amazing, and it is positive too, you know. We were
Absolutely.
Talking about positive and how's the josh, so this story gave us a josh.
Yes, this story does give us the josh. Right, right. So Nikita, I mean, before we end this episode, tell me ki, maybe in one sentence or maybe in a one word or maybe in short, ki, what is your inspiration for life and how do you stay positive and what would you like to say your fans? Because you know, even they are looking forward for motivation from you, you being such a beautiful, such a bold and such a happy person. Tell us.
Okay, so, I think you need to be very, very humble for your beautiful life. That's what I learn from my life, because, you know, that ego, that bitterness, that fight or that thought, bad thoughts, it is not going to give you anything. It will just disturb you. So you be humble. That's my mantra. And I'll give everyone to this. If we are humble, then other person will be also, you know, humble to you. So this is my mantra and my positivity. And other thing I want to tell you that, and I want to tell all this, that this is the bad time. And I think, मुझे लगता है कि ये हमें ऊपर वाले ने या हमारे मदर अर्थ ने हमें बताया है कि don't do over. You know, हमने कितनी चीजों को बहुत लाइटली ले लिया है या उनको खराब किया है. जैसे बहुत बहुत सारी चीजें जो है हमने, जैसे हमारे हम पेड़ काटते हैं, मेरे पास बहुत सारे एग्जाम्पल है देने के लिए, हम इतनी गंदगी फैलाते हैं.
right.
और हमने जैसे डायनासोर्स की पीढ़ी थी उन्हें खत्म कर दिया. आई डोंट नो हम क्या क्या कर रहे हैं, यू नो, कि उनकी केयर नहीं की. अब टाइगर्स भी थोड़े बचे हैं और ये बहुत सारी चीजें हैं. तो ये पृथ्वी जो है वो अपने आप में, मदर अर्थ जो है वो अपने आप रिकवर हो रही है. तो वैन अभी वो खुद ही रिकवर हो रही है, तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि हमें उनको इन सब चीजों में हेल्प करनी चाहिए.
सो
ये आज की टैगलाइन है कि बी हम्बल एंड बी गुड टू योर मदर अर्थ. दैट्स इट, दैट्स द इम्पोर्टेंट लाइन फॉर अस.
Definitely, definitely. It's like be humble and be good to your mother earth, and definitely, eventually, सब अच्छा होते ही जाएगा.
Exactly.
माँ को अपने सारे बच्चे प्यारे
हैं. हाँ, इसलिए शायद हमारी ही मिस्टेक रही होगी, वरना माँ तो ऐसा नहीं करती.
माँ तो नहीं करती, कभी कभी डांटना भी जरूरी होता है.
Exactly. So, ये डांट पड़ रही है बड़ी वाली.
बड़ी वाली. Very true, very true. So, I mean, ऐसा लगता है कि बातें और करती जाए, because definitely,
Exactly.
you are such
Exactly.
a sweet person to talk to, and मैंने सोचा नहीं था कि इतना अच्छा हुआ ये conversation. मतलब it's beyond the expectations. It's really a great conversation, Nikita, and thank you so much for being on the show.
You know, Omkar, thank you. You know, Omkar, let me tell you one thing about you. Obviously, आपने बहुत सारे लोगों उन्हें आपको कहा होगा, but there is a vibration in your voice, you know, there is one attachment in your voice which attracts. So I am, yes, and I am feeling that, and this is beautiful feeling. So we are enjoying this conversation, and I hope that it will like, people will also like this conversation.
Right. I mean, to be very honest, maine bahut logon se baatein zarur ki hai, but nobody appreciated me about this. I mean, thank you so much,
no.
Nikita. You have given me a motivation, you have given me a josh to sort of do good work.
Now I need to ask you, how's the josh?
How's the josh? It's high, it's very, very high after talking to Nikita Rawal.
Wow. Good.
Right.
My day.
Even you have made my day, I think, and you have made the day
God
of all the
bless
listeners.
You, God bless you, boy. And you are very, very good. And you are also, in a way, you are also doing positive things, you know, to give everyone Josh. So, in a way, you are also doing your job nicely.
Thank you. right. And all the beautiful listeners of House of Josh Season 3, today we were in conversation with Nikita Rawal. Such a beautiful, such a charming, bubbly and a happy personality, who has told so much more about humanity, who has spoken more about her fitness, about her career, about her great work that she has done on the celluloid. Definitely a worth conversation. Please do tune in to House of Josh Season 3. Do like, share and subscribe. Do share it with your friends, and definitely it's going to make your Josh high. So this is me, Omkar Chaudhary, with Nikita Rawal signing off. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you guys.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया. अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें. यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में. तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार? जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कंटेंट.